So beginning now, Vad number 3 in Menuchas HaNefesh. And we introduced last time 3 steps to achieve Menuchas HaNefesh. It's a formula that we gave in dealing with a thought that might be hijacking us, invading us, and disturbing us, and to bring us back to our state of Menuchas HaNefesh. So we spoke about 3 steps that a person could take. Today, I think we have to define what is the Pizur HaNefesh state of mind in order that we can have clarity in actually using the 3 steps. We have to have a good understanding of what is the opposite of Menuchas HaNefesh. What is Pizur HaNefesh? What does it mean, a scattered nefesh, spread out? And only then I think we could go ahead and actually gain from the 3 steps that we've been discussing, which we'll repeat later on. So Reb Chaim Friedlander, in introducing Menuchas HaNefesh, he brings down an incredible muscle to understand the concept of Menuchas HaNefesh and the contrast of Pizur HaNefesh. It's a Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. It's going on a Pasuk in Kehelis in Perek Tes. Over there, the Pasuk says, Ir Ketano V'Anoshim Bo Ma'at. A small city with small people. The Gemara over there in Nedarim explains, Ir Ketano Zehaguf. The small city that Shlomo HaMelech said in Kehelis, small city means the guf. Anoshim bo ma'at elo evarim. That's all the limbs. Zokam Chaim Friedlander, Chazal himshilu es ha'odom l'ir. Chazal are giving a mashal to understand ourselves with an example of a city. Kidugmas hanholas ir, when a city has to be ran. The running of a sitting. It's mischalakas l'mispa machlukas. There's many different departments to have a city run efficiently. There's many different departments. There's chinuch, ma'or, mayim. There's education, department of education. There's department of the electric, water, highways and bridges. There's sanitation, there's security. There's all different departments of a city. And the only way a city could run properly is if each commissioner on top of each department focuses on his department. And no one mixes to other departments. If sanitation is giving a suggestion to education, you can imagine how education, sanitation, both of them are going to be affected. And you can't have the right making of a city. And the same thing with each department. The taxation department sticks to its thing. And security, every department has to keep to its bounds and its department focused on its own success of what it has to do, and don't mix in. And the mayor sits on top of the whole running of the city. Zokar Chaim Friedlander, the Pasuk in Kehelis, is coming to tell us that's the same making of every individual. Every human being is like this too. Your neshama is like the mayor on top of your whole being. And it's making sure that all the different koiches hanefesh that you have all stick to its department. Which means you have many different senses and koiches hanefesh in you. Let's say being worried. Being worried, having a worry, is something that's good. It's important. There are times where you have to worry about something. But again, it has to stick to its boundaries. It can't leave its boundaries. It has to stick to its department. The time to worry, and it has to stick to that. The feeling of regret. Charata is an important thing. But what happens if the charata goes out of its boundaries and all of a sudden you become a person living in guilt and never feeling good about yourself? That's running out of its department. The regret, the initial thought might be okay, but then it has to stick to its department. A person who gets insulted, by somebody. So the actual level of having insult, the initial thought, is healthy and okay. People that are retarded, unfortunately, they don't get insulted. You know, you go visit the school shy, and you'll see a lot of people there, they'll never get insulted, because they don't have intelligence. A side of intelligence is that if someone says something, you get insulted, you get hurt. But then how do you, the initial thought, how do you move past that? If you allow it to take yourself over, then you're allowing it to go past its boundaries. And the point being, Zakir Chaim Friedlander, a person has to know kol achas mimaloisav, all the different milos and all the different kaychas and nefesh that you have has to be b'makoyim uvizman hamasim. It has to be at its right time. Rak oz yeshvem tayoz. Only then you have a gain. The moment it's spilling over to your whole day and your whole being, that's the moment that you're going past your boundaries. And therefore, the same way a city can't run efficiently when everybody's going past its boundaries, and sanitation is not sticking to its department, and education is not sticking to its department, your anger is not sticking to its department, and your worries are not sticking to its department, and your insult and all the other things, every one of these kaychas hanefesh, the initial thought is okay. But then, once it starts lingering by you, and it starts affecting your whole being, that's where it's going past its boundaries. I'll give you just a maritika understanding, a muscle that at one time there was a college class, some they were teaching psychology, and in the class, the professor was teaching psychology. He gave this exotic example. He picked up a cup of water and he said, "How heavy is this cup?" So one student raises his hand and says, "Probably 6 ounces of weight." And he shakes his head. Next one says, "Maybe 8 ounces of weight." He shakes his head. And someone said, 10 ounces of weight. And everybody's come with their ideas and he's shaking his head. They're not answering the question, "How heavy is this cup?" And he responds and he says, "The absolute weight of this cup doesn't really matter. It depends how long I hold on to it. If I hold on to it for a minute, nothing happens, it's not much, nothing. If I hold on to it for an hour, my arm begins to ache. If I hold on to it the whole day, my whole arm will become numb and paralyzed from holding on to this cup. So the weight of the glass, nothing changed. But the longer I hold on to it, it's the heavier it becomes." So he says all the happenings and thoughts that go on throughout our day in our life, every incident, everything that goes on, it's like this glass of water. If you think about it for a moment, it's healthy, there's no problem, it's normal. But what happens if you think about that thought for a bit longer, for an hour, it begins to start to hurt and becomes painful. And you become challenged by it and your whole function deteriorates. And what happens if you think about this all day? Then you become numb and paralyzed and you can't function. So he said, you always have to remember to put down the glass of water. And that's the idea over here too that we're teaching, that Chaim Friedlander is telling us that the running of a city, every department, every kaychas and nefesh that we have, the initial thought is normal and okay and healthy, and it's needed. A person has to have a feeling of responsibility. But then if the responsibility you feel makes you become overwhelmed, that it lingers by you, that thought, that's when it becomes unhealthy and it's stepping over its boundaries. And we got to train ourselves to put down the glass of water. When we live with Menuchas HaNefesh, that the Neshama, which is the mayor, and he's on top, and that's living from our center of always with that, experiencing all of life through the Neshama, that's the secret to allow us to know when to put down the glass, how to process the thought, and now experience it through the lens of the Neshama, and remain healthy, remain balanced. Reb Chaim Friedlander describes the opposite of Menuchas HaNefesh, Pizer and Nefesh, he's described that that's the life of a Rasha. That a Goy, a typical Goy, is like that too. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, in Perek Nun Zayin, Pasuk Chaf, where the Pasuk describes Harishoyim Kayom Nigrash. A Rasha lives like the driven sea. Ki Hashkeit Lo Yuchal. They can't quiet themselves down and rest. Like an ocean can't quiet down and rest. But rather, the winds always blow and make the water, make it all swampy and mud. Ain shalom, Amar alakal rishon. There's no peace. But soon as David explains, kayom hazel, like an ocean, asher b'chol eis hu nigrash min haruach. An ocean is always being blown by the ruach, the winds. U'misnadei begalav, the waves are always moving. El asafa, ki lo yuchal liyas b'hashket v'menucha. It can never go ahead and have tranquility and quietness and calmness and rest. Ki ruach kima migarshoy b'nadanoi. A little wind makes the ocean move. And therefore, the typical life of a goy or a rasha, rishon, every little happening in their day becomes their life. And they can never remain balanced and healthy emotionally, because everything takes over their life. This is the idea of Pizur HaNefesh. If you want to understand translation, Pizur HaNefesh means your nefesh is spread out. Imagine the mayor in this city that he brought down as an example. If all departments are going over their boundaries and everybody's mixing into the next, the mayor is occupied all day policing all the different departments to stick to their own business. And the mayor can't sit on top and do his function because he's spread out amongst all the different departments. Your neshama, your nefesh, is in a state of pizur also, spread out. When your anger and your insult or all the other keichas ha-nefesh take you over and they go over their boundaries and you don't know how to process a thought, which the initial thought was okay, but you don't know how to go past it to see it in a different light and put down the glass, and instead it lingers all day. So there your nefesh is spread out. It's like policing all the different departments, trying to deal with all the different areas, and it's spread out and scattered. That's the pizur ha-nefesh state of mind. And in truth, I think on Shabbos, which we said, all the Mefarshim say, Shabbos is what teaches us Menuchas HaNefesh. Shabbos was given. Nosan Shabbos l'menucha. Shabbos was there to teach us how to develop Menuchas HaNefesh. So on Shabbos is a time where you make a mention of, you want to know how to stay balanced, how to achieve Menuchas HaNefesh. We say this Moiridik line. Ein ke'erkecha Hashem Elokeinu ba'olam hazeh. We make this statement every Shabbos. We tell Hashem, nothing equals your value. Ein ke'erkecha Hashem Elokeinu ba'olam hazeh. In the entire olam hazeh, the healthy yid has this view that nothing equals the value of Hashem, which means staying balanced, that the neshama is at my center. There's nothing that equals to that value. And in the middle, nothing's going to derail me. And I'm not going to allow a thought, whether it's a thought of anger or a thought of all the different examples of a person becoming overwhelmed, a worry, whatever, all the different kairos and efforts that we have, we're never going to allow them to linger on and ruin and disturb the menuchas ha-nefesh, my nefesh being at my center. I'm never going to allow that because it's not valuable enough. And ke'erikach Hashem olakeinu b'olam hazeh, how could I allow my menuchas nefesh to be lost? It's just not valuable enough to lose it for that. That's the concept that he's teaching on Chaim Friedlander in regard to understanding pizur ha-nefesh in contrast to menuchas ha-nefesh. Now, to really understand what we're learning, I want to share with you an opening dialogue that I saw brought down in Rav Shaya Ostrov, his book. Rav Shaya Ostrov is a LCSW, as they say, a licensed clinical social worker. He's a Yid that's been practicing giving therapy since 1971. He's an older Yid. It's over 50 years of helping people. You may have heard of him because he put out 5 books on the Menucha principle. It's books that he wrote. He began 10, 15 years ago where he discovered Reb Chaim Friedlander's Vadim, and he developed his whole therapy switch gears that he totally now is administering his therapy all based on the concepts of Menuchas HaNefesh. And he wrote a couple of books on it, and I've been introduced to him because in BMG, it began in February, they were looking for 10 people. He wants to train individuals in giving over this idea of Menuchas HaNefesh. He's an older man already, and he wants this Gevaldik knowledge to be given over to the next generation. So they tried to find Rabbanim, Mechanchim, that could be trained by him, and he's been coming down to BMG, and he's been training us in these ideas of Menuchas HaNefesh. What he said, I just want to share with you because it's so fascinating. He's been working since 1971. He said, one of the lines that he told us was, everything I learned that I was taught, you know, all the years in from the Chachmas HaGoyim of giving therapy, he said, it's all nothing compared to the secrets that he's seen from Chaim Friedlander in teaching Menuchas HaNefesh. He says, you know, it always bothered him, and he was always searching. He said, at the end of the day, as much as he was helping people, giving therapy, but there was a rise on issues. Somehow, with all therapy available, there's more issues than ever. And he's had people, he said, that go to therapy for years and spend thousands of dollars, and they get nowhere. And he said, it always bothered him, like, what could be done? There has to be something more. And he said, now that he learned the last 10, 15 years, this new secret of the gift of Menuchas HaNefesh, he said, he never saw something so effective, more than all the therapy he's been administering since 1971 was this that he started doing now. He found it so effective. He says he has all the time people coming to him, people that spent, he said, every time he has new stories because every week he gets more calls, people that have been spending thousands of dollars. He had someone, he said, just walked in. She was spending literally $3,000 a month in therapy, and this is going on for years, and she's still not helped. And then he goes ahead and teaches her some of his foundations, which we'll get to Be'ez Hashem over the next few weeks, of different methods that he has in the ideas of Menuchas HaNefesh, and these people were healed in a short period of time. And I'll be honest with you, in our group itself, with the Mechanche that I'm with and the Rabbanim that I'm with, one of the people there said, literally like a week ago, he said, when we began in February, and he started teaching us, so I introduced one of my Talmidim, he said, to Reb Shaya Astrov, he said, to him, because, you know, I wanted this bachur needed help, and he's been going for therapy for years, and nothing's helped him. And now we said, this mamash said a week ago, he said, I have to be honest with you, although he was going for help for years, Reb Shaya Astrov spent maybe an hour with him, and he's a changed individual, a different person. He's been offered something totally different than he's been getting in the years of therapy all those years. And therefore the effectiveness of it can't be described. Akoponim, in one of his books, he brings down in regard to this idea that we're trying to find our deeper self, who we really are. Our real self is our neshama, like we always said. That's our real half. Our guf is just covering over. But who you are your neshama. You're not just somebody who has a neshama. You are defined through your neshama. So I want to just read to you his dialogue that he has typically with a client that comes in. He writes how it goes. He says like this. He asks the person, what's your name? The guy says, Chaim. Do you remember the first time you knew your name? No. But it was probably about the age of 2 or 3. Do you associate your name with yourself? Yes. So you have known that you are Chaim for about 25 years now. Yeah, that makes sense. Was there ever a time when you did not know yourself as Chaim? I always knew myself, perhaps except when I'm sleeping. Where do you think you received your ability to know that you are really you? That you experience, your experiences represent who you really are? I imagine, Chaim responded, that my brain cells and all my other functions of my intelligence and nervous system enabled me to know that I'm Chaim. Well, let me tell you something. Did you know that at your age, most of the cells you had in childhood have since died, and new ones have taken their place? And while your physical cells may have changed, although your physical cells have changed, you are still Chaim. So the guy responds, I know that my cells die and regenerate, but I never really thought about this, how my self continues despite the death of all the cells. That's very interesting. So where does my consciousness come from? So he responds, you know that you are yourself because self has a dimension of Hashem's eternal being inside you. It's beyond the physicality of your cells. It gives you the power of awareness and consciousness. When you say in your davening, Atachayni la'adam das, you bestow wisdom upon man, this includes the ability to know that you exist and you experience your own life and world around you. Do you know why I'm placing such an emphasis on being aware of your consciousness of self? So the guy says, no. Because you have to understand the foundation of everything that you're trying to learn of is based on being aware that Hashem gives us life at each moment, and Hashem gives you your deeper self at each moment. This deeper self, which is part of your neshama, has the ability to discover the road to Menuchas HaNefesh, regardless of what's going on, where you are, what you're experiencing. Your true self that simply feels trapped and insecure and hurt is not your real self. And Hashem wants you to experience life from your true, unique reflection of your neshama, because that's your true self. So this is the yesod that we've been mentioning. We are step one of anything that goes on throughout our day. When we have a foreign thought, which the initial thought is healthy and normal, but we don't want it to linger on and take us over, the first thing we have to know is to realize the feeling that I'm having is only from half of myself. It's my guf, it's my physicality that's experiencing like that. There's another half of me, which is the more important part, that's the true me, which is my neshama, that I have to understand how would the neshama experience this incident, this happening. And that's the method of how we can move forward and not get stuck in a thought. I just want to share with you Rabbi Ruchem Zatzal in Das Torah, in Parshas Vayera, where he discusses Menucha. He says over there, you have to know this introduction to understand the value of Menucha. The introduction, he says, is the pasuk Va'amech kulam tzadikim la'olam yirshu aretz neitzar matoi masa yodel lispoer. A pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Samach, that Va'amech kulam tzadikim means every yid's a tzadik, and forever they're going to inherit the real land of olam haba. And you are Netzah Matoai. You are a branch of my planting of Hashem. Zakar Biruchim, what the Pasuk is teaching every Yid. Hasoid Shal Klal Yisrael. The secret of every Yid who Bechinas Netzah Matoai. Every Yid has to walk around feeling I'm a branch of Hashem's planting. Ulefikach, and therefore, Kol Yisrael Yisham Chelukam Habo, I'm connected to eternity. And in Mela, he says, to be understand the Milo of Menucha, to get that value of Menucha is, it only happens when you understand who you really are. You're a branch of Hashem's tree. That's what your neshama is, and that's you. The guf is just your outer covering. And this is a very important introduction, he says, to really reach understanding and internalizing Menuchas HaNefesh. So with this in mind, with this clarity that we're getting of understanding the difference of what Menuchas HaNefesh is and the contrast of Pizur HaNefesh, this allows us to, whatever is going on, whatever type of thought comes your way throughout your day, and there's so many different happenings, and we have to learn how to identify them and deal with them. That's the only way we remain productive to the maximum of production that we want to get. Sometimes we don't even realize that we should be dealing with that and not suffering from that. Sometimes we don't realize we should deal with that thought and move past it. We just allow it to become the reality in our life. And therefore, the more we internalize this, and we have to go through the three steps like we mentioned. Step number one is to realize whatever the experience is, that's only half the story. That's your goof, your physical sense, experiencing it with the limitations. There's another half to you. And that's the idea of understanding the neshama. That's the real you. Then we said step number two is to take a peek and see how would the neshama experience this happening. And that's a whole different level. That peak opens up a whole world of Shabbos, of Kilu, Malachtecha, Asuya. You see such a perfect design of Hashem orchestrating everything and Hashem making these things happen. Hashem was Kulei Toiv is behind this. So that hurt doesn't have to remain with me. That insult, that responsibility doesn't have to overwhelm me. And all the different ideas, that thing that upset me doesn't have to make me turn into a person of anger. Everything, all the different thoughts of Keichas and Nefesh that come our way, we learn how to deal with them in such a healthy way of processing and putting the cup down because we understand what through the lens of the Neshama, how it really looks. And then the third step is to actually live with that Neshama lens on, put on the glasses, and that tells me all Hashem wants me is to live this moment. Let me focus on this moment. What does Hashem want from me right now? Stop worrying about how it's going to go forever, for so long term. Stop worrying about the past failures. Let me just deal with this moment as it is. And using this moment for its tafkid allows me to taka, continue to live with my center, my neshama, the mayor at the top, with Menuchas HaNefesh. And every moment's like that. That's the value of a moment that Menuchas HaNefesh allows us to use. I'll share with you, he brings down in his book a Mayridika Mashal to understand how Menuchas HaNefesh really saves us from all issues. He says, imagine you're holding, you win the lottery, a multi-million-dollar lottery ticket. You're holding the ticket and you call the phone number to go claim your prize, and they tell you the only way you get your prize is if you come cross-country to come pick it up. But you have a deadline, you have to get there by a certain time. And you quickly call the airlines because you got to get cross-country, and there's one vacant seat left over on the flight. They really tell you they're booked. We have one seat that we never sell. And they explain to you because that seat is in the back of the plane where the engines, it's a small plane where the engine's situated, and there's no leg room, and it's very noisy, and it's right near the bathroom and everything. We never sell this seat. But you know you need to get cross country to pick up your $1 million prize. You have no choice. You know you have to buy this seat. So you buy the ticket and you climb onto the plane because you know you're going to pick up your multi-million-dollar prize from the lottery you won. During the trip, there are moments where you might feel like a fool and you might feel some pain because at the end of the day, it's not comfortable. It's noisy, it might smell, people look at you as foolish, and there's so much uncomfortable feelings that go on, so much pain and challenge in riding that flight. But on the other hand, it doesn't bog you down, not even a mashu, because you know, because I'm holding the multi-million dollar ticket, I don't care what you guys are thinking, I don't care, my feet are squashed, it might smell and be noisy, nothing bothers you because you know you're holding that $1 million ticket and you know you're going to pick up your money. And therefore, says Rav Shaya Astra, who brought down this mashal, it's no different than the secret of Menuchas HaNefesh. Menuchas HaNefesh gives us that ability to ride through life with the secret of our neshama being at the center and always experiencing life through the neshama, although there's so many ups and downs in any normal happening of a day, everybody has ups and downs, and there's so much going on. And especially today's day and age, you know, I went last night to fill up my car, my van, with gas. You know how much money it is to fill up a white van, 12 passenger? It was $111 to fill the tank. Now, if I don't have menuchas ha-nefesh, and I don't know how to deal with my feelings, I would think to myself, $111 to fill up the van? I mean, how am I ever going to survive with these gas prices going up? And I could become a mamash, totally falling to anxiety of how am I going to continue to support my family? Look at the prices of food going up and everything. And a person can become totally insane. Today's day and age, today's world, that's just one example. And it's in every area of life. To really live life healthy, mentally stable, and all that, a person needs the secret of menuchas ha-nefesh. Menuchas ha-nefesh, dealing with the happenings of life, knowing how to look at things through the lens of the neshama, and elevating ourselves, that's what allows us to remain healthy people without any worries and any mental challenges. And Mamela, this secret, this gift that Hashem gave us of Menuchas HaNefesh is such an incredible secret. And like we said last week, in those days, people used to wear tefillin, and tefillin reminded them all day. We said, like you put it on the Rosh Neged HaMoyach, Shanashama Shebemoichi. It's a reminder all day. I have my tefillin near my brain to remind me all day. My tefillin reminds my brain how to look at life. That's how it was then when they wore tefillin. We don't have that today. But we have to go ahead and compensate. We don't put on our tefillin all day, but we have to know how to go ahead and help ourselves with the secret of reminding ourselves, Shad Hashem Hashem V'mayichi, the Neshama in our brain, to remember, everything should be Meshubat to Hashem, which means with the focus of the Neshama awareness to experience life through the lens of the Neshama. The more we train ourselves to do that, even though we don't wear the tefillin, but we train ourselves throughout our day to do that, the healthier human beings we're going to be. And I just want to end. The reason why this is so important, I'll just give you one example. I have thousands of examples already at this point. But I'll give you one example. A bachur, unfortunately, a talmid of mine that's still single today, he went out with a girl when he entered BMG. He was 22 years old at that time, so like a handful of years ago. I read the Shidduch at that time, that's why I know it firsthand. And they went out three times, and every day they told me everything's great. After the third date, and she was very interested, she liked him too, he told me, everything's good, but I can't marry someone that's short. I said, okay. Yes, I'm stopping. Everything's great about the shidduch, but you can't marry someone that's short? And he allowed the fact that she's short all of a sudden wreck the whole shidduch. And today, 5 years later, he's still single. And the reason is very simple. Such a decision comes from pizur ha-nefesh. It's an unhealthy imbalance that he's living with. And in Mela, his whole life became the height of his life. He didn't value marriage on its own with the neshama at the center and deal with the feeling of short or not short, healthy. He allowed that feeling that she's short go out of its boundaries and wreck his whole being. And he's in a state of pizur ha-nefesh. And today he's not married, I believe, not because that was a zivig and all that. He's a person that lives, unfortunately, with pizur ha-nefesh. If you don't have a healthy balance and you're not in a state of menucha, even getting married is an issue. And therefore, this is such an important thing to learn how to internalize menuchas ha-nefesh. And now is the time when you're young, and you're a young bachar, because if you wait till later, then it just wrecks your life. And this is something so important to internalize. The more we work on these points, the more we'll talk to be zeicha to have that menuchas ha-nefesh.